Oh, my God. You know what that means, Joe. It's time for... It's the Unstoppable News theme. And, you know, the good news is Buzz Joe is here to explain the financial bailout.
Finally, some credible analysis.
I would prefer it if he were in his suit when he explains it to us, but I understand it's early and it's radio. So no.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on.
All right.
There is no more money. It's that simple.
All right, so they're just going to print a bunch more?
Yeah.
All right.
Another bank has stumbled and tumbled into failure. A massive amount of bad mortgages has resulted in the failure of Washington Mutual and its buyout by J.P. Morgan Chase. A spokesman for Chase, Tom Kelly, says WAMU customers, that's what we're calling them, WAMU.
WAMU.
Should not see any change with their banks today as they reopen.
Hopefully. But try not to make a run on them just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, don't ask for too much. Yeah.
Like It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, come on now, just take what you need. I want it all. No, just take what you need.
Meanwhile, House Republicans do not see eye to eye with President Bush on the financial bailout plan. Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill say Republicans walked out on a meeting last night during which it had been hoped an agreement on the $700 billion legislation could be reached. Republican Congressman Sam Johnson of Texas articulates at least one concern.
Well, I don't like the idea of the United States Secretary of Treasury having total control over taxpayer dollars without any oversight. Zero.
That would be zero.
Right.
Zero.
What do you think we got now?
Yeah. Right. He's already done quite a bit.
Do you know how much money that is? Never mind. Go ahead.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But there yesterday I watched that Fox Financial Network all day long because it looks cool when people come in the room like I'm smart and I know what I'm doing, even though I don't, it's like too many numbers and stuff. Yeah. But it's colorful and amusing. You know, it's kind of just like watching a painting. But I did sort of gather from it that they don't want them to have an unlimited. Unlimited access to the $700 billion. So he has to write he can only write checks for $200 billion at a time.
Right.
So that keeps him under control.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's just you know, your limit. Your check limit is only your check cashing limit $200 billion.
Yeah. Don't spend it all.
Yeah. And then come back to us if you need another $200 billion, which we don't have. So
which doesn't exist.
Right.
We
have to borrow from somebody else.
There is no $700 billion. There's no more money.
Right. I know. It's completely ridiculous. How did this happen? And then it all happened like last weekend.
Oh, it's been happening a long time.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, I mean, last weekend they decided they were going to, you know, pull the trigger on the $700 billion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I don't know. I say let it ride. Let's see what happens.
As long as we kept pretending.
Right.
Nothing bad happened.
Right.
But we can't pretend anymore.
I guess not.
Because there's no more money.
I say let it ride. Let's see what happens.
It's like, you know, when you have a picnic and there's no more hot dogs, you go home.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Picnic's over.
There's the whole thing explained to you.
Thank you.
You should run out of hot dogs. You should go home.
You should have Smokey call the Fox financial people. You could do a live feed from here.
Yeah.
Just do the the picnic analogy. Boom, we're done.
Right.
We'd be, what'd you say? Colorful and...
Colorful, fast-moving, and people will think, you are smart. People come in, you know, I hope that when my family comes in the room, then they think I know... Don't worry, we're good. We're all set. We're set for life. Look at this. I'm watching Financial Network. I have no idea what any of the numbers mean. And at one point, they have a show called Happy Hour that they do from a bar. So that doesn't seem good either. But like this hot chick and this dude with long hair going, awesome. And they're doing a financial show from a bar.
Mm.
Yeah. So it might be where everybody's doing them from sooner than later.
Where WAMU is.
Yeah. Whatever WAMU. That is, a WAMU.
And with
is John, that a character from Star Wars? That's a Wookiee.
Close. Mm. That's close. All right. In the wake of John McCain suspending his campaign to help out with the economic crisis.
Thank God for that, huh?
We're still wondering whether there will be a debate tonight among the presidential candidates. Barack Obama says he's ready, and there should be a debate.
One of us is going to be in charge of this mess in 4 months. And the American people, I think, not only have a right but an obligation to find out where we want to take the country and what we believe. And so my hope is that the debate goes forward. I intend to be there.
He'll just debate himself?
Well,
he's a master debater.
You're killing me.
Good morning, everybody.
Joe Walsh, not the only one playing a concert last night. Paul McCartney made his performance debut in Israel, playing a highly publicized concert in Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post says the rock legend entertained a near-capacity crowd, performing for nearly 2.5 hours for an enthusiastic audience.
Meanwhile, did he play Hey Jude?
I'm sure he did.
We could get going on that, couldn't we?
Hey Jude!
Sure, that took up a significant portion of the 2.5 hours.
Jude, let's make a deal.
Meanwhile, Israel, it's being reported, wanted to launch a military strike in Iran's nuclear sites last spring. The Guardian newspaper reports that effort was stopped cold by President Bush, who said he would not support the strike and didn't expect to revise his opinion for the rest of his presidency. The FBI has joined in the investigation at a Christian college in Newburgh, Oregon, after a cardboard effigy of Barack Obama was found hanging from a tree.
You sure that wasn't the football coach from an opposing team?
I'm not positive myself, but it doesn't seem to be. Because
that's what the college kids do.
I know.
Or players from the other team.
Hanging from a tree. Yeah. Cardboard replica. The cutout was discovered and removed by staff. George Fox University President Robin Baker says the school will not tolerate such displays and condemns the incident.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it came to a peaceful end Thursday when Jesse James Cummings was executed by lethal injection for the 1991 murder of his 11-year-old niece, Melissa Moody. For a last meal, Cummings asked for a bucket of KFC chicken.
I was going to say fried chicken. It's always fried chicken. Yeah. People love fried chicken.
Yeah.
8 additional drumsticks in addition to the bucket.
What? Heavy on the dark meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, I love KFC, but I got to tell you, the calorie count is through the roof on this.
last meal doesn't matter.
I guess that's the one time you can eat.
It doesn't matter.
Abandoned.
Caution to the wind.
You burn a lot of calories with 20,000 volts going through.
Burn all, actually. Every one of them.
Yeah.
And to top off the chicken, he had a chocolate milkshake.
Now, does he go regular or extra crispy, say?
They don't say, and if they don't say, I imagine it's just regular.
Original recipe.
Right, which would be my pick.
Wonder if he got a toy.
Yeah, I don't know. Right.
And a long-time Chicago company.
Or if he put the bucket on his head and wore it around like a hat. Or like that bucket head, the guitar player.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A longtime Chicago company appears close to being sold. The Chicago Tribune reports Wrigley Company's shareholders on Thursday approved a $23 billion sale to Mars Incorporated, a move which will create a global candy giant. Wrigley, of course, famous for producing gums such as Extra and Orbit, while Mars, the creator of Snickers and M&M candies, coming together.
Didn't Hershey make them? I guess Mars.
Nope.
Huh?
Yeah, Mars. Yeah. Right. Privately owned company, too. Pretty rich family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And once again, the good news from Battle Creek, Michigan. The Court of Appeals there has decided that a Battle Creek man who allegedly sodomized a sheep is not required to register as a sex offender. 45-year-old Jeff Haynes.
The sheep pleaded, is.
No contest. In addition to a prison
that
sentence.
That darn sheep wasn't so damn sexy wearing that wool sweater.
In addition
like
to
Lana Turner.
Yeah.
In addition to a prison sentence, Haynes was ordered to register as a sex offender in Calhoun County, but the 3-member panel of appeals court judges voted Tuesday to reverse that, claiming sex registry applies only to human beings.
He's registered at the 4-H club or something?
Yeah.
You can't join the 4-H club, okay? Really? Yeah.
And that's the news, and I'm Buzz Kilman.
Can't be closer than two blocks from one.
Yeah. The Twins swept the Sox last night in 10 innings. 7-6, they beat the Sox last night. So the Sox dropped to a half game behind the Twins in the Central, and they face Cleveland tonight, 7-11 at the Cell. Their magic number is still 5, and that's bad news. The Mets beat the Cubs 7-6, and last night in New York, and the Cubs head to Milwaukee tonight to face the Brewers at 7:05. Minnesota Wild at Blackhawks tonight in preseason hockey. Eagles at Bears on Sunday night, 7:15 p.m. NBC. This is where I meant to ask you if you were a Chargers fan. It just came out of my mouth before. He looked at me like, "What difference does it make?" What do you care? I was like, "I don't know. I don't know why I asked you." But then I realized it was because I was going to ask during this part of it.
Right.
Yeah.